Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 2378, Midlife Weight Gain, by Nancy Clark of nancyclarkrd.com. And I'm your host and narrator, Dr. Neil. Hey there, happy middle of the week Wednesday, and welcome back to Optimal Health Daily, where I read some of the best health and fitness blogs to you, always with a bit of my commentary at the end, and on Wednesdays, always with a little bit of inspiration. And since today's Wednesday, I want to provide you with that inspirational quote. So here we go. Quote, those who have health have hope, and those who have hope have everything. Thomas Carlyle. All right, and with that, let's get right to it and start optimizing your life. Midlife Weight Gain by Nancy Clark of nancyclarkrd.com. I used to be skinny when I was a runner in college. Look at me now. My BMI says I am obese. Despite exercising regularly, I've gained weight with menopause. Frustrating. I've always been able to manage my weight by eating a little less and exercising a little more. Since I turned 50, that's not working for me anymore. If any of these comments sound familiar to you or your parents or friends, keep listening. I counsel too many midlife athletes who express frustration about undesired weight gain. Women blame increased belly fat on menopause. Men blame only themselves for letting the pounds creep on. So what's the story with midlife weight gain, and how can younger athletes avoid it? Women, weight, and menopause. Menopause, defined as 12 consecutive months without a menstrual period, happens around age 51. Perimenopause, defined as the run-up to menopause, is vague. No single event signals the start of perimenopause other than, in their late 40s, women start experiencing irregular periods, mood swings, hot flashes, and poor sleep. Fat often appears around the midsection, and previously lean female athletes start complaining about their muffin tops. Despite popular belief, women are not doomed to gain weight due to hormonal shifts related to menopause. In their book, The Menopause Diet Plan, registered dietitians Hillary Wright and Elizabeth Ward explain weight changes are related more to midlife than to menopause. That is, during the years spanning ages 45 to 55, many women experience major life changes, an empty nest, concern about aging parents, and illnesses that may reduce physical activity and encourage weight gain. Add the COVID lifestyle with a home office and closed gyms, and inactivity can take a bigger toll. Genetics also plays a role. Weight gain is commonly associated with sleep deprivation. An estimated 90% of perimenopausal women report having hot flashes and night sweats that disrupt sleep and contribute to chronic fatigue. In a study with sleep-deprived subjects who slept an extra 1.5 hours a night, their cravings for sweet and salty snacks dropped by 66%, and their appetite by 14%. Maybe the sleep more, lose weight diet is key to weight management success. If you are sleep-deprived due to night sweats, seek professional advice from your medical doctor or gynecologist on how to control them based on your personal medical history. In The Menopause Diet Plan, authors Wright and Ward report that researchers have yet to identify any dietary supplements shown to alleviate hot flashes. Black cohosh and Dong Quai might help some women, but well-controlled studies deem them and other touted hot flash cures to be a waste of money for most women. Men and midlife weight gain. While men do not experience the hormonal changes that women do, they do deal with similar midlife changes and career demands that can lead to eating more and exercising less. Hence, men also gain weight with aging. I've seen many male athletes grab their love handles and say, "This is what I want to get rid of." Belly fat can get the better of males and females alike. Despite their fat gains, men tend to escape the social pressure that drives women to obsess about expanded waistlines and perceived loss of beauty. Society seems more forgiving of men. Regardless, the translation of "I feel fat" is "I feel imperfect." Given many athletes tend to be perfectionists, midlife might be a good time to practice being just human and grateful for our excellent bodies and all the wonderful things they allow us to do. Managing midlife weight gain. The best way to manage midlife weight gain is obviously to prevent it from happening in the first place. Young athletes, take note. The average person gains 1 to 2 pounds a year during early to middle adulthood. This leads to creeping obesity over time, accompanied by increased risk of diabetes, heart disease, high blood pressure, and several types of cancer. Athletic individuals who exercise regularly gain less weight, so stay active. The following 5 core principles from the menopause diet plan offer a framework for both men and women to invest in your future well-being. 1. Eat according to your body clock. Pay attention to not just the number of calories you eat, but when you eat them. Every cell in your body, including the microbes in your gut, work differently according to the time of day. For example, cells respond better to insulin earlier in the day. By front-loading your calories into breakfast and lunch, you'll not only refuel better from morning workouts or have better afternoon workouts, you'll be nourishing your body when it is expecting to be fed. 2. Choose a plant-based diet. You don't need to become a vegan or vegetarian, but you do want to lean in that direction. 2/3 of your plate should be covered with grains, beans, vegetables, and fruits. These quality carbs fuel your muscles and brain. Fill the remaining third of your plate with some protein: tofu, yogurt, nuts, fish, chicken, eggs, and so on, to repair and build your muscles. Lean red meat can be included if desired, but follow the American Cancer Society recommendations for less than 12 ounces or about 2 servings per week. 3. Eat fewer processed and refined grains. As bodies get older and become less fit, they can have trouble metabolizing sweets and refined carbohydrates. You want your carbohydrate-based sports diet to focus on nutrient-dense carbs, like whole grains, brown rice, and quinoa, for example, beans, lentils, veggies, and fruits. 4. Pay attention to calories from alcohol. Alcohol calories can quickly add up, as can the calories from nibbles that accompany the beverages. If over-imbibing interferes with exercise, the skipped workouts can also take a toll. And 5. Maintain regular physical activity. Cardio plus lifting weights to maintain muscles helps curb weight gain so it doesn't happen in the first place. And more important than vanity, exercise helps keep you out of the nursing home, adds years to your life, and life to your years. You just listened to the post titled "Midlife Weight Gain" by Nancy Clark of nancyclarkrd.com. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at indeed.com/health. Just go to indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Dr. Neil here for my commentary. So is there any hope for improving sleep for those that are perimenopausal or experiencing menopause. There was some promise with hormone replacement therapies, but the results turned out to be inconclusive. Instead, researchers found that the typical advice we give for anyone experiencing sleep disturbances still works for those experiencing menopause or perimenopause. Now, here's a summary of what some researchers mentioned to improve sleep in a recent review article, and see if any of these, sound familiar. If you can't fall asleep within 20 minutes, get up and do something unstimulating until you feel sleepy. Don't take naps during the day. Stay away from caffeine, nicotine, and alcohol at least 4 to 6 hours before bed. Try not to consume a heavy meal before bed. Avoid consuming too much water before bed. Establish a regular bedtime routine. Stop using electronic devices before bed. Exercise regularly. And keep the bedroom cool, quiet, and dark. I told you these suggestions would sound familiar. So if falling asleep and staying asleep seems to be an issue, try just one of these suggestions for at least 2 weeks every day. If it doesn't work, move on to another suggestion and repeat. And of course, talk to your doctor and let them know that you're experiencing this too. Let them know what you've tried or are trying currently, because then they can personalize some of these suggestions for you. All right, that'll do it for today. I hope you have a great rest of your day, and I'll see you back here on tomorrow's show, where your optimal life awaits.